My name is Tina.
Hi everyone, my name is Lily.
还记得吗？我们昨天介绍的主角叫做 Heath Ledger。昨天讲了很多呢，他所主演的不同的电影。今天我们就要看看他在这个断背山里面的表现。因为呢，李安说啊，他其实才应该获得这个 Best Actor 的奖项，所以呢，他也曾经被提名。提名这个动词呢，叫做 nominate, N-O-M-I-N-A-T-E。不过别忘了，今天呢，我们要做阅读测验的考试，所以我们不妨先来看看今天的三个问题。
One, which of the following actions highlights Ledger's determination to become an actor?
好，那么最重要的这个字就叫做 highlight。也就是强调的意思，所以他就要问你啦，下列的四个选项，四个哪一个行为呢，是能够强调这个 Ledger 他想要成为演员的一种决心。
2. What technique does Ledger use to become a character in a movie?
好，那么同样的呢，在这一题就要问啦， Ledger 他用的是什么技巧来成为电影里面的一个角色。
3. Based on the text, how would you characterize Ennis Del Mar?
好，同样的要请同学注意的就是 characterize 这个动词，解释成为描写谁的特征，所以根据今天的文章，你会认为这个 Ennis Del Mar 其实啊，它就是断背山里面的角色的名称，你会怎么样来描写这个角色的特征呢？那我们就开始看看今天的文章，最后我们再来做今天的题目。
With each new role, Ledger loses himself to become his character.I just sit and think and find a voice for the character and visualize it, Ledger explains. In Brokeback Mountain, Ledger looked deep inside to play Ennis Del Mar, a repressed, tight-lipped cowboy from Wyoming. Ennis had this real inability to express and to love and be loved, so I really wanted to represent that physically and through his voice. He walks bow-legged and mumbles in a Wyoming accent, as if the words have to fight their way out from within.Throughout the movie, Ledger's character has to age 20 years as well. By completely becoming the character, Ledger gained insight into Ennis's repressed feelings. I think Ennis is really sensitive to light. He doesn't like to look people in the eyes, because it makes him really uncomfortable. Ledger's outstanding performance impressed movie critics and fans alike. Even Annie Proulx, the writer of the story, admitted that Ledger understood Ennis better than she did.Ledger's Oscar-nominated performance presents a fork on his road to fame. Which direction will the 26-year-old star choose? For now, he wants to spend time with his fiancée and co-star in Brokeback Mountain, Michelle Williams, and be a good father to their newborn baby girl.
对了，所以呢，今天主要的文章我们就要来看看他到底是用哪些技巧、哪些方式让自己能够完全的沉浸在这样的角色当中，然后又能够把这样的角色表演得淋漓尽致。我们就从今天的第一句开始。
With each new role, Ledger loses himself to become his character. So here we learn that Heath Ledger, whenever he has a new part in a movie, he loses himself. It's almost like he is not Heath Ledger anymore. He becomes the character he is playing in the movie. And this is really interesting because quite a few famous actors, they do this.This is sometimes called method acting, where you try to forget who you are really, and you just become the person you're going to play in the movie.
好，所以我们就在说啦，每接一个新的角色呢，这个 Ledger 他用的方式就是 loses himself to become his character. 当然咯， lose 解释成为迷失的意思，但是当我们说 lose oneself to 就是解释成为沉迷于、沉醉于。所以他把自己呢全部的沉醉在 become his character. Come 在这里呢，我们可以把它解释成为与什么相称。所以呢，为了要让自己呢能够完全的投入在这个角色的当中，他就只好把自己原本的自我给他丢弃。所以我们用的方式呢，这里就看到了 Ledger loses himself to become his character.
I just sit and think and find a voice for the character and visualize it, Ledger explains.So he loses himself, and how does he do it? Well, Heath Ledger, he sits down and he thinks. And it's interesting because he says he finds a voice for the character, meaning each character that he plays in every movie has a different kind of voice, has a different way that they sound when they speak. But he also visualizes it. If you visualize something, it's almost like you can see it. You're imagining it in your head, and so you can see it, you're playing it out almost like a movie. And so Heath Ledger, when he imagines his character, he tries to think about it in his head, tries to think about exactly how the character would talk and also what the character would do.
难怪我们常说啦，这个演戏的呢是疯子，所以他稍微要有一点疯狂的行为，所以他就会 sit and think and find a voice for the character， 自己在脑海里面呢去找一个适合这个角色的声音，并且还要 visualize it。Visualize 解释成为呢把它模想，使它浮现在眼前，当作动词使用。那么其实另外它的形容词 visual V-I-S-U-A-L 就解释成为视觉的，所以我们常常讲啦，老师为了要让同学更能够理解他所教的内容，常常会用一些 visual aids 辅助的教具，让同学在视觉上更能够达到成功的学习。
In Brokeback Mountain, Ledger looked deep inside to play Ennis Del Mar, a repressed, tight-lipped cowboy from Wyoming.So when he had to do this movie Brokeback Mountain, Ledger, well, he had to look deep inside. Now here when we say that, it means that he had to really think, he had to think very deeply, look inside himself, think about really deep down what this character was supposed to be like. Because of course this character is quite a difficult one for men to play. Now for him, he looked inside to play this character called Ennis Del Mar. Now Ennis Del Mar is a character in Brokeback Mountain,who is a repressed, tight-lipped cowboy from Wyoming. Of course, we know that the movie's set in Wyoming and that this is a love story between two cowboys. But it's interesting that we say that this character is repressed and tight-lipped. If someone is repressed, it means that they try to hide their feelings and their emotions. They keep everything inside them. They really don't want to show exactly what they're feeling or thinking.Also, if you're tight-lipped, it means that you don't like to talk. You can kind of imagine this. If your lips are very tight, it's almost like they're shut, they're closed, and you're not going to open them because you don't feel like talking.
这一句就跟我们今天的第三个问题有关啦。你如果要描述这个主角 Ennis Del Mar, 你会用哪些特征来描述他？在这里我们看到的呢，就是逗号后面 a repressed, tight-lipped cowboy. Repressed.它原来呢动词 repress 解释成为压抑，所以当你要抑制你的情绪的时候，你就可以说 repress my emotions， 所以代表它是一个非常压抑自己，而且还用了另外一个形容词叫做 tight-lipped， 就解释成为不太爱讲话的，紧闭嘴巴的。
Ennis had this real inability to express and to love and be loved, so I really wanted to represent that physically and through his voice.So here we have a quote from Heath Ledger himself, talking about this character, Ennis Del Mar. Now here we learn that Ennis had this real inability to express and to love and be loved, which makes sense because we just described Ennis Del Mar as being repressed and tight-lipped. Well, he had this inability. If you have an inability, it means that you can't do something. And so Ennis cannot express himself, meaning he cannot tell people exactly how he feels,maybe has a hard time talking to people, but also Ennis finds it difficult to love and to be loved, which makes sense if he cannot express his own feelings. So of course, it's very difficult to be loved by someone if you cannot express to that person how much you care about them, but also if you cannot accept their emotions and their love because you cannot tell them how you feel, well then it's very hard for someone to love you.
对啊，所以在这里就继续的说明这个 Ennis 的特色。他说啊 ，Ennis had this real inability to do something。所以当你说无能去做什么事情，你就可以说 inability to 再加一个原形动词。所以他不但没有办法去表达自己内心的想法，也没有办法 to love and be loved。爱人与及被爱。
Well, then it makes sense that Heath Ledger would want to represent that physically and through his voice.Because after all, everyone moves differently, everyone talks differently. So Heath Ledger wanted to be able to show everyone watching the movie that Ennis Del Mar had these inabilities by representing them physically. If you do something physically, it means this is your actual action. You're doing it with your body. Anything to do with your body, we say physically. So he was going to show how Ennis has this inability by the way that he moves and the way that he does things, but also through his voice. And I think if you've seen the movie, you know exactly what he's talking about, and we'll learn a little more about this in the next sentence.
That's right. 所以在这里就继续的说啦，我们用的动词是 represent， 在这里呢解释成为演出或者是扮演这个剧中的角色。所以他怎么样来 represent Annis Delmar？ 他是透过 physically 身体上面的肢体动作 ，and through his voice， 还有透过他的声音来表达那种 repressed tight-lipped cowboy。
He walks bow-legged and mumbles in a Wyoming accent, as if the words have to fight their way out from within. So before we were saying that Heath Ledger, he wanted to show exactly how Annis Delmar, what he is like, physically and through his voice. So that's why Heath Ledger, he walks bow-legged in the movie. If you walk bow-legged, it's almost like your legs are kind of spread apart, you're hobbling from side to side, and this is funny because this is exactly the kind of way that cowboys walk, and I think this is because they're on horses all day, and if you're sitting on a horse all the time, when you get off, it's almost like your legs cannot be straight anymore, so when you walk, you kind of sway a little bit from side to side. But also, Heath Ledger in the movie, he mumbles in a Wyoming accent.Now, if you have an accent, it just means that you have a special way of pronouncing words, or you have a different kind of way to say things. Now, for example, when I learn a different language, I might use a different accent. For instance, Taiwanese people, when they learn English, they usually have a Taiwanese accent, and this is the same for anyone who is learning a foreign language or a second language. Now, in America, because America is so big, different parts of the country have different accents. So, for example, if you're from Wyoming, you have a different accent compared to someone who's from New York. But this is interesting because Heath Ledger, he doesn't just have an accent in the movie, but he mumbles. Now, if you mumble, it means that you do not speak clearly, and you probably speak a little bit softly, so it's hard for people to understand you. And this makes sense because it's almost like the words have to fight their way out from within. Remember, Annis, he cannot express himself. He's repressed. He's tight-lipped.So, it's like the words, they have to fight their way out. Now, if you have to fight your way out, it's almost like you want to get somewhere, but things are blocking your way, you have to push them out of the way, you have to move them, you actually have to use physical strength to get to where you're going. And for Annis Delmar's words, because he cannot express themselves, it's almost like the words, they really want to come out, but himself, Annis Delmar, he really wants to keep them inside, so the words have to fight their way out and escape.
好，所以这里我们就讲到他是如何的来 represent the character physically and through his voice。首先就是讲到他的动作，就是 he walks bow-legged， 也就是因为啊，这些牛仔常常要骑马，所以那个腿的形状呢，可能就是有一点向外弯曲的，而且说话呢还带着这个 Wyoming accent， 有一种特殊的口音 ，as if 仿佛好像 the words have to fight their way out from within。刚刚讲到了他是一个 tight-lipped cowboy， 所以在讲话的时候呢，他是不太喜欢讲话，仿佛这些话都必须要 fight their way out， 那么是很辛苦的前进，那么是打开一条生路，我们就可以用这个片语 fight one's way from within， 从内部从心里要很努力的才可以挤出一些话。
Throughout the movie, Ledger's character has to age 20 years as well.And so, if you're watching the movie, well, Heath Ledger's character, Annis Delmar, has to age 20 years, meaning that the movie takes place over 20 years, so you can see all of the characters getting older. And of course, this basically highlights how difficult it was to play this character.Because not only did Heath Ledger have to play a character who is very repressed, who doesn't really like to express himself, but he had to be able to age, meaning that we as an audience, if we watch the movie, we have to believe that his character really is getting older.
对啦，所以在这一句最重要的就是在 to 后面这个动词 age， 也就是他在演这部电影的时候呢，跨了20年间展现出他那种年龄的增长以及智慧增长，来看出他的角色扮演的不同。好，不过我们先休息一下，等一下再回来继续看今天的文章。Welcome back to English Digest. 刚刚我们提到呢，这个 Heath Ledger 在他扮演 Annis Delmar 的时候呢，扮演的是一个 a repressed, tight-lipped cowboy。那我们就来问问 Lily 老师，你觉得电影里面哪一个场景可以完全的表现出他就是一个备受压抑而且不太爱讲话的一个 cowboy？
Well, there's a very important scene that happens when Ennis and the other cowboy, they separate for the first time after they come down the mountain. Basically, the other cowboy, he drives off and Ennis, he's just walking down the road. And you think he's fine, he's not really expressing himself, but suddenly he runs to the back of a house and he starts vomiting, he starts throwing up, and it's almost like he's crying. So it was like he was holding in all of his emotions and feelings before, everything that he wanted to show or say, but he was holding it in and suddenly he couldn't hold it in anymore, and it all just came out.
对了，所以刚刚在谈的那个场景呢，就是同学们如果看过这部电影的话，就记得这两个 cowboys 从山上下来要分开的时候，这个 Ennis 表示的呢好像一切都 OK， 但事实上当另外一个 cowboy 把车子开走之后呢，他就开始呕吐，因为他再也没有办法压抑住心中那种澎湃的情感。所以呢，继续往下面看，我们再来看看这个 Heath Ledger 是如何的成功的来扮演 Annis Delmar 这个角色。
By completely becoming the character, Ledger gained insight into Ennis's repressed feelings. So remember that Heath Ledger, he loses himself to become his character in every movie. And so it's like he really was Annis Delmar. Well, because he did this, he gained insight into Ennis's repressed feelings.Now, if you gain insight into something, it means that you really understand it. Take a look at this word, insight, in and sight. Well, sight is actually something that you can see. Insight, well, it just means that you probably see everything in it, you understand it completely. And so it makes sense that Heath Ledger completely understands why Ennis represses his feelings.
所以啦，还记得前面我们讲说呢，这个 Ledger loses himself to become his character， 所以这一段的一开始呢就讲到了 by completely becoming the character， 为了要让自己更能够呢与这样的角色相称，这个 Ledger 他就洞察洞悉到了 Ennis 他内心的那种压抑的感受。我们用的片语是 gain insight intoinsight 这个字当作名词就解释成为见识跟洞察力。所以如果我们说 a man of great insight 就是有不同见识的人，所以当你要说你能够非常的洞察洞悉某件事物，你就可以说 gain insight into。
I think Ennis is really sensitive to light. He doesn't like to look at people in the eyes because it makes him really uncomfortable. So here we have another quote from Heath Ledger, and he says that his character Ennis Delmar is really sensitive to lightIf you're really sensitive to something, well, that just means that maybe you get uncomfortable or you might actually feel it very, very well. Now, for example, if you're sensitive to very cold things, it probably means that you can tell if something is cold right away, and it might make you more uncomfortable because then that means you get more cold than other people. Now, he doesn't like to look people in the eyes. He's still talking about Ennis here.Now, if you don't like to look people in the eyes, well, that just means that you don't like to make eye contact. Usually, if you're a very outgoing person, you really like to be with people, you look at them in the eyes as you're talking to them. But Ennis, he's probably more shy because remember, he hides his feelings. It makes him uncomfortable to look at people in the eyes. Remember, he's sensitive to light. He probably doesn't like to look up a lot. He also doesn't want people to know what he's actually feeling, so he doesn't want to look at them.
接下来我们就要看他是怎么样来继续的描述 Ennis 这个角色。Ennis is really sensitive to light.对光敏感，可能呢就是隐含着说，其实 Ennis 这个人呐、啊，他是有个比较阴沉、比较忧郁的一个角色。那另外还说呢 ，He doesn't like to look people in the eyes， 他没有办法，也不喜欢去直视的人。所以当我们说可能心里面做了一些亏心的事，或者是呢，因为本身的个性比较害羞，就比较不喜欢去 look people in the eyes， 直视着人。那因为呢 ，It makes him really comfortable。如果要他呢去直视某人的眼睛，其实他心里面也是比较不舒服。那其实这样子一切的描述都在说 Ennis 是一个比较封闭也比较害羞的人。
Ledger's outstanding performance impressed movie critics and fans alike. So of course, we know that Heath Ledger, he acted really well in this movie. But not just really well, he had an outstanding performance. If something is outstanding, it means it's wonderful, it's really noteworthy. You really can't get any better than that. So of course, he impressed movie critics and fans alike, meaning all of the people who liked the movie, just normal fans, they were really impressed with him, but also movie critics as well. And movie critics, well, they're very hard to please, because they're the people who usually write movie reviews. And they can be very critical, meaning that they're not always impressed with the movies. Maybe fans like a movie, but then movie critics, they actually give the movie a bad review. But overall, everyone has been really pleased and impressed with Heath Ledger's performance.
在这一句呢，我们看到的主要动词就是 impressed 这个字，也因为它有这些杰出的表现，所以就使得这些 movie critics and fans alike,不管是这些影评或者是影迷相同地 alike 在这里当作是副词，这两者呢都受到他这些 outstanding performance 因为他杰出的表现而感到印象深刻。关于 impress 这个动词呢，反过来我们也可以说啦，这句可以把它代换成为 movie critics and fans alike were impressed with Ledger's outstanding performance.
Even Annie Proulx, the writer of the story, admitted that Ledger understood Ennis better than she did. So here we have this name Annie Proulx. Well, she's the writer of the story because Brokeback Mountain was originally a short story that was turned into this movie. Now, she's the writer of the story, but even she said that Ledger understood Ennis better than she did. And that, of course, is very high praise, meaning that Ledger did a really wonderful job of showing who Ennis Del Mar really is on the screen. And of course, she's really giving him a great compliment,Because she wrote the story. She's the one who made up the character in the first place.
这里就说到了这个 Annie Proulx, 也就是这一本小说的作者呢，他都承认这个 Heath Ledger 比他更能够了解 Ennis 这个角色。我相信这样的称赞呢，真的是非常棒的一个表现。
Ledger's Oscar-nominated performance presents a fork on his road to fame. So remember that he was nominated for an Oscar. If you're nominated for something, it just means that maybe someone puts your name in, so there's a short list that you have to consider. For example, for the Oscars, there is always a short list for every award, and then all the members of the Academy, they have to choose a winner from that list. Well, he was nominated, meaning Heath Ledger's name was put in for Best Actor, but he actually didn't win. But because he was nominated, that of course is a very big honor. You usually hear people who have been nominated for Oscars saying, well, it doesn't matter if I win or not, because just being nominated is a huge honor.Now here, this nomination presents a fork on his road to fame. I'm not sure if our listeners remember, but yesterday we were talking about how Heath Ledger, he was on his way, on the road to stardom. Well, he's still on the road, but he's come to a fork. When you come to a fork on the road, it's like the road has split maybe into two or three parts, almost like a fork that you use when you're eating something. And so here, when you come to a fork, it just means, well, you have a decision to make. Which way will you go? And this is interesting because, well, he's found huge success now. Everyone knows that he's a really great actor. But what is he going to do from here?
所以因为他在这部电影里面精湛的表现，所以他就获得了这个奥斯卡的提名。如果你是被提名者，我们就可以从这个 nominate 这个字衍生出来名词 nominee,N-O-M-I-N-E-E。那同时也因为他这样子的优异的表现呢 ,presents 呈现出来就是 a fork on his road to fame。在他成名之后呢，也代表着有另外的其他的事情。那在这里我们用的就是这个字 fork 解释成为插入，表示他要面临两种不一样的选择。
Which direction will the 26-year-old star choose? For now, he wants to spend time with his fiance and co-star in Brokeback Mountain, Michelle Williams, and be a good father to the newborn baby girl. So he's at this fork in the road. Which direction will the 26-year-old star choose? It's interesting to note that if he had won the Oscar, he would have been the youngest Best Actor Oscar winner in history. But for now, he wants to spend time with his fiancée. Now, his fiancée just means the woman that he intends to marry. Now, his fiancée was actually the co-star in Brokeback Mountain, Michelle Williams, and she played his wife in the movie. And also, they've just had a newborn baby girl. If you're talking about a newborn baby, it just means that the baby just came out. The baby was just born.So, of course, he wants to concentrate on being a good father, but this really is a fork on his road to fame. This is something new that he's doing. He's going to get married. He has a family now.
最后的几句呢，就给了我们一些关于这个 Heath Ledger 他自己本身的私人生活。讲了他其实现在26岁，而且他的 fiancé, 也就是他的未婚妻呢，也即将要为他呢生了一个很可爱的 a newborn baby girl。好，今天的文章就先看到这里，我们就来看看下面的三个 reading comprehension questions.
1. Which of the following actions highlights Ledger's determination to become an actor?
同样的就是哪样的举动可以强调这个 Ledger 想要成为演员的决心呢？
The answer is D. He seized every opportunity he had to act in movies.
对了，在前面我们提到他去参加不同角色的试镜。而且呢也抓住每一个机会，所以这一题我们答案就选 D。 这里 seize 就解释成为抓住机会，然后呢来朝电影的演员的这个路来迈进，所以第一题我们答案选 D。
2. What technique does Ledger use to become a character in a movie?
所以想要成为电影里面的这个角色，这个 Ledger 用了哪些技巧呢？
The answer is A. He tries to put himself in the shoes of the character he is playing.
没错，所以你想要成为剧中的角色，当然要站在别人的立场来想事情，来看事情。所以这里的片语 put himself in the shoes of the others。所以我们这一题第二题答案选 A。
3. Based on the text, how would you characterize Annis Delmar?
所以根据今天的文章，我们要怎么样来描述这个 Annis Delmar 这个人呢？
The answer is B.As someone who is quiet and shy and who shuns company.
好，这里大概有个生字 shun 就解释成为规避不接近。文章里面描述到他其实是一个害羞的人，所以适合这一题的答案就是 B 咯。好，今天我们就先把这个文章看到这里，明天别忘了继续收听 English Digest. My name is Tina.
And I'm Lily. Goodbye.